Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed. Yeah.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we're doing a little bit of a different show again today. This is a show about the Love Diet book that I am currently writing and in the process of creating. And I have two guests with me today, Kathy Burgett and Livia Farocco, and they've both been on the show before promoting their 360 business and your Believe life coaching. And they're both in the Braintree directory, so you can find both of you in the directory. But go ahead and introduce yourself, Kathy, first, and tell us a little bit about yourself and 360.
Hi, Nicole and Livia. So my name is Kathy Burgett. I am a co-founder of Herself 360, which is an online women's magazine written for women, about women, and by women.
Love it. Yeah. And I've put an article in there, and you're looking for people to advertise and place articles and write stories.
Right, the stories. We always want stories about yes. women, for women, by women.
Love it. And yes. we're gonna talk after the show about how I can utilize the 360 online digital magazine to promote my business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Livia, welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me again.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. So you are a co-founder of yes. 360, but you also have a business.
Yes. So I'm a life, career, executive, and image coach, certified CPA. CCC with CDI Coaching Training Institute, and I like to empower people
and women, and we're all about empowering women, which yes. I love yes. because we're all women.
Yes,
I want to be empowered, right? And so do we all. So we're talking a little bit more about the book today, and when we first did a radio show about the Love Diet. You had read a little bit of chapter one, and we talked a little bit about the book and what the book is about. Now, today, you have been reading up to chapter five, and you're reading chapter six now?
I'm reading chapter six right now, yes.
Okay. So we're going to sort of uncover a little bit about what you're feeling and really what you feel about since you've been reading the book.
Right.
So chapter one, how did you feel when you first started reading about me sharing my story? My struggle, really.
Yeah.
Right? Because it has been a struggle.
Yes. And I think it's a struggle for every woman when it comes to dieting or, you know, trying exercising, trying something new. I love the book. Like, it is funny. It is so real. Like everything about it is, because I know you too. And I hope that people who don't know you can get to know you through the book.
Oh, I think they will. Because I share a lot of information right. in the book.
But it's actually like, I almost feel like I'm in the same room with you when I'm reading the book, and that you're talking to me directly instead of through the book.
Really?
Yeah, because I can actually see your face and your smile or the way your face changes with each reaction to different things.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so what have you discovered when you first started reading it? Because it's not going to be a workbook, but in between chapters, there's going to be a few questions that you can ask yourself and then space for you to write. And, you know, for me, it's not a quick fix. You know, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. So the book is 365 days of the first year of the journey. And then probably there's going to be a book two, the second year of love, because it's all about loving myself more. How do you feel when you first started reading the book?
So my first thing that I noticed was that I was journaling more. So I felt like when I was reading your book that I could actually have a conversation with myself too, and being able to put that conversation onto a piece of paper or in a written form. And so all of us have these like voices in our head where we're like, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. And then it's like, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that. And then it's like, no, I can do this, I can do
this. Because you have the desire.
Yeah, because
then
you
it
want
feels,
to.
But
then
it's feels,
too hard.
Or it's unrealistic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have a question. Would you say that reading this book helped you with introspection? Like her journey, going through her journey helped you to maybe get, like, clear your mind about all this noise and these thoughts and what do you want, and help you to, did this book help you through your own process?
Yes, it did. It actually made me start thinking about my journey.
Okay. So, and what you can do differently.
And what I can do differently.
That's realistic, though.
Right. But I think everybody, like, we all want to lose that weight immediately. I want to lose it right now. Like,
I
have a dress I want to put on Friday night.
I know.
And that's just, it just can't happen that
It doesn't
way.
Happen that
no,
fast.
It just doesn't
Well,
happen
and
that
I'm
way.
Down 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me, you know, this is 10 months of... 10 months of losing the 25 and then the first 10 months of writing and being in the book, like doing the book, writing the book, living the book.
Right.
So it's taken a long time. This is like a year and a half before I could, you know, get to this point. And it's probably going to take another year for me to start seeing some more weight fall off. And when I remember lingering around, like I lost 18 pounds and I was kind of lingering there. And, you know, that's what your body does. When you start to lose it, my body, I don't know about everybody else's body, but my body, and I am assuming because I'm human,
right.
We all have similar things that are happening. It takes my body a little time to adjust to the new change. And this is why I'm doing one little change at a time throughout the book so that my body can adjust. So in the beginning, when you were reading about sodium, and animal fats, those are the first two things that I was choosing to remove and start with on my diet journey. It doesn't mean everybody else has to do it. What were your thoughts on that? Because you're like, what's an animal fat?
I actually had to look it up on the internet. I'm like, so what is animal fat? Is that like the fat on the pork chop that I really, really like? And I don't want to give up.
And this is important because you don't really have to give up anything unless you want to make a change. And I want to share that it took me several times to let go of bacon. Like I let it go and then it found its way back in. And then I had to let it go and then it found its way back in. And that's okay because I'm to the point now where I don't eat it. And it took all of those times to come back in for me to say, all right, this time it's really gonna happen.
Right.
And even the final, this time it's really gonna happen, it's okay if it comes back in again because it's my body adjusting to letting go of that type of food, of that type of product. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And you need that time. So animal fats include yogurts, and there's like this whole section in the book where I talk about where I was eating more than two to three eggs a day. I was eating a lot of eggs and I was eating a lot of yogurts and I didn't, and plus cheese because I love cheese.
Well, that was the one that I was like, no,
I know. Do you know how many
can't make me give
so,
up my cheese?
I know. So do you know how much percent of cholesterol is in one slice of American cheese?
No. But so, American cheese, you know that commercial that used to pour the whole glass of milk?
Into the slice of cheese. So 30% of your daily cholesterol is in one slice of American cheese.
Hmm.
whether it's cheddar white American or yellow American or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Right.
30%. And so it's important to know what foods are higher in cholesterol and sodium. And do you know what are the two things that most Americans have a problem with?
No.
Sodium and cholesterol.
Yeah.
Like seriously, those are the top items that most people are challenged with when it comes to their diet and their health. And everyone's taking medication to lower their cholesterol.
Right, cholesterol.
And now I am, the 365 days is done, and I am maybe 6 months. So I'm 18 months into this day one. I'm 18 months in, and I am still working on the cholesterol. So in a year and a half, I still haven't gotten my cholesterol numbers to where they need to be. This is, your body is smart. We can screw it up royally if we're not careful, but it does take time. Just because it's a smart body doesn't mean it's not going to take a year and a half or even longer to get where you want to be.
Right.
So I think we have to go to break. Pretty much about, yes. All right, we're going to go to break. I hope you stay with us. We're going to talk more about chapters 2 through 6 when we come back. My guests are Kathy and Livia, and you can find them in the Braintree directory on Powerful Women Revealed. Hope you stay with us. This is Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter 1 today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com. We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and another one bites the dust. You know, I played that. So this is all Queen. We're playing all Queen songs in the show today. And I played that song because I'm done with the dieting. So this is why I'm written the book, is because I wanted to create my own diet and stop doing everything out there. I mean, I talk about, you know, Slim Fast. Yeah. I was doing the Slim Fast stuff when I was in my 20s. And in my commercial, I say a grapefruit diet is not realistic.
Yeah, because you can't keep eating that. It doesn't change the mindset. No.
It doesn't change your mindset.
And it just makes you feel like you're missing something, like missing out constantly on things.
Yeah. And that's not the way to live.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to slim down, then you're just going to go back to the eating the way you were before.
Right.
So what I'm doing through my diet is changing what I eat as I go. And just to touch on the cholesterol again, because I think it's a huge point. So everybody's cholesterol is different, which is what you mentioned over
yes.
the break. Everyone's cholesterol is different. But the point I'm bringing up the 30% in one slice of cheese is because I love American cheese. And I love peeling. I call it a deck of cheese, like a deck of cards, like, right? And so I peel it off and I fold it and I eat it. And it's so creamy and delicious. And I love triple cream brie and all the different things. But the point is everyone knows what one slice looks like.
Yes.
And if the fact that I recognize that that's 30% of cholesterol for the day, and it's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, I've already had 30%, and I need to pay attention to it. So that's the whole point of, you know, the I didn't know that shrimp had so much cholesterol
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that before I started writing the book.
Mm.
So I'm discovering all of these different things. I'm discovering what animal fats are.
Right.
And in the book, I was writing how I was eating all these eggs and eating all these yogurts, thinking I was eating my way to healthy. And I wasn't.
Yeah, because there was so much.
I was increasing my cholesterol.
There's so much fat in them, too.
And my bad cholesterol is bad, and my good cholesterol is bad, too. Now, my husband's bad cholesterol, or his good cholesterol, is good, but that's because he takes fish oil, and he does certain things, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take those fish oil things, because then I burp, and I get the... And now they have the burp-free. Now they have the burp-free one that is the burp. And I don't want to take anything. I want to get all my nutrition through the food that I eat.
Right.
So I'm actually, I bought some chia seeds, and I've added those to my cereal. Oh, my God. So I wrote this
post. I actually have a great chia seed pudding that you would really like.
I would love to
have
that.
It's made with coconut milk and a mango salsa on the top of it.
I would love to have that.
so
listen, I put the chia seeds in my cereal, and I'm like, now my cereal with the chia seeds looks like it has fleas. Like, it is so, it's so now I'm, I know, it's disgusting. So now I'm putting it in my shake because I want to introduce really good, organic, real foods. Not everything I eat is organic. Not everything I eat is fat-free. Not everything is sodium-free. But I'm paying attention to the 100% for the day.
Yes.
And that's really what it's all about.
Right.
So what else have you discovered in reading the book? What have you discovered about yourself?
So the love diet part of it, so loving myself.
More.
So it's all
it's
about...
what you realize you're not doing
enough.
Yeah,
it's what, you know, I'm not taking care of myself the way I should. And
the way you could.
The way I could. And is it because I don't love myself? Or is it because, like, do you know what I mean? It made me think about all those thoughts.
Well, and you sometimes, I'm guessing, but this might be true.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself at the bottom of your own priority list when it comes to your health. Now, you go to the doctor a lot.
I do. So I have psoriatic arthritis.
Mm.
And so I'm there at least twice a month
yeah.
at the doctor's because I have an infusion and, you know, just different things, blood work done
yeah.
all the time.
Well, and going to the doctor is important. So part of the diet, how it started, was I went to a wellness visit, and that was how I discovered the high blood pressure. And then I went back for a follow-up and found out about the cholesterol. So that's how the whole diet began.
Right.
It began with the muffin meals with the, you know, the bling. If you've heard the previous show, we talked about, you know, the crystals
the sugar on top
yeah,
of the
sugar
muffins.
Crystal bling.
Was it like a wake-up call, like shock, oh my God? And
it was.
It's
at
like
first,
now I have to... take charge, like I have to.
It was, and it was a realistic wake up call, because it wasn't cancer, it wasn't something really really difficult or hard, it was just blood pressure and cholesterol, and I'm 50, and so it was just a simple wake up call, like, get it together, do this now, and maybe I never have to go on medication. And not that medication is a bad thing. Some people have to take it and to get it under control. But what I'm choosing to do is I'm choosing to change the food that I eat so that I don't ever have to be on medication. And that's my path, and that's the way I want to go. But anyway, so what else have you learned about yourself? Like, you want to love yourself more.
I want to love myself more. I want to start. The great thing out there now is when you go to restaurants or you're in the supermarket or something like that, it tells you the calories or the fat content. And I want to become more aware of those labels, because even becoming aware of the labels, you're educating yourself on what's good to eat and what's not good to eat. Like you said, with the yogurt, you thought you were feeding yourself something good, but if you had, if if someone had told you, you should be reading this label and this is what you should be seeing and how much cholesterol is in it and how much sugar is in it and how much salt is in it. Like now I read the labels and it's like 75% salt. I'm like, what? What? Or 25. Like if you think about 25% salt.
For the day.
That's a quarter. Like if you took a pie and you cut it in four pieces, that's a whole piece of pie that's
a quarter of
salt.
Well, that's three pieces of pie.
I know. That's not like I mean, the quarter piece that you cut is the salt that's in that. And that to me is really scary.
The hidden part is scary. When you think you buy like a great organic or not orange juice for your kids or for yourself, and then you realize that the aloe vera drink is 8 grams sugar. And this orange juice, very healthy, is 38 grams.
Yeah, I know. There's a coffee shop that is very well known throughout the U.S., probably in other countries. And it's not the green one. And so there's this place that I went there one day, and we were taking my son to college, to visit his college. And I went there. And I looked at the menu, and I realized there was not a single thing I could eat on the entire menu except for a cup of coffee, because I drink my coffee black, so I can have a cup of coffee. And then they had these gluten-free brownies, I think, at the register. And I flipped it over to the back, and it said 48 grams of sugar, I believe. Which is crazy. It's a crazy amount of sugar. Now, do you know how much sugar you're supposed to have as a woman? Do you know?
No.
Because I talk about sugar, but I don't talk about it until...
There's different kinds of sugar, too. And it's pretty much every kind. Like, people are like, don't eat white sugar. Well, brown sugar...
Yeah, it's sugar. So, women, it's supposed to be 20 grams per day.
Oh, really?
Children is 17. And like a Sprite has 45.
Yeah.
One Sprite. So, you know, there's your sugar for 3 days. Don't eat anything
that
else.
The bread has sugar. Everything has sugar.
And when you start to calculate all of the sugars, if you just write down the sugars that you're eating for the day, you can really discover. And so I personally, at a certain point in the diet, we have to go to break, but in the diet, I stopped eating sugar. That means including fruit. And because I wasn't at the weight I wanted to be, I removed all sugars. And I'm finally now, 18 months in, starting to reintroduce healthy ones like blueberries and a half a banana on occasion here and there. So when you come back, we're going to talk about something a little bit more serious in the next segment. So I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I'm writing down Break Free because I realized that one of the reasons I wanted to play this song is because I wanted to break free from this, the circle, the grind of trying the new diets and failing and failing and failing and setting myself up for failure every single time because I would only last 2 or 3 days or sometimes 5, you know, would be the longest amount of days I would last. When I was younger, I could last a lot longer.
Right.
And when I was younger, I could go to the gym and within 2 weeks, my body,
back again.
Rocking body again, right? When you're in your 20s. But I want to take this a little bit more seriously because there's several moments in the book where I talk about being a suicide survivor. And so an attempt survivor. And I talk about it in chapter one because I wanted to put it out there. So the chapter one is free. People can go. If you go to my powerfulwomenrevealed.com, you go to contact us and then it says chapter one and you can click it and put your email and get it for free and then be aware when the book does come out. I didn't want to hide it. So and it's a funny book and it's very light, but in chapter four was when you sent me. So you've been emailing me after you read each chapter.
Yeah, I send you my musings is what I call them.
Yes, and it's really, really quite helpful because your responses of how you feel as you're reading the book are helping me craft questions that I'm going to put in between the chapters for the reader. And it was a really, when you sent me the email, so chapter four, I talk about what happened. I was 16 years old. It was a really long time ago. And so your email to me, I was like, oh my God, this is so important. And this needs to be in the book. Right. Somehow I need to get, whether it's in the first book or the second book or wherever, it needs to go in there somewhere.
Yeah. So my musings were, you and I know each other outside of here.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said, a while ago that you were a suicide survivor. And I became
attempt survivor.
And I became very uncomfortable with that small piece of information.
Mm.
But I let it go.
I forget how it can come across to some people.
And it's really, perspective is, everybody's perspective is so different.
Mm.
And at first, I wasn't sure why I was uncomfortable with it. I'm like, why am I, why does this bother me?
Mm.
But I think now after I read the chapter, it's because I didn't know what to say.
Mm.
Like, I didn't know how to respond to you.
Mm.
And again, this has helped me so much, the book-wise, even though it's a diet book and it's about loving yourself, it's also helped me to get a perspective on why I feel the way I feel about different things.
Mm.
And that I need to confront those uncomfortable things.
Mm. To get comfortable with it.
To get comfortable with them.
And frankly, we're comfortable talking about cancer.
Yeah,
we kind of. Well, frankly, we are.
Yeah.
Like, it's out there. It's on social
media.
Right,
people talk about it.
We
survivors.
Run races. Yeah. There's so many people that are survivors. And I believe that we need to get more comfortable about the subject of suicide, of making it, bringing more awareness, because it's all about mental health.
Right.
And the mental health crisis, really, that we have in our country, it is huge.
It is. It's a secret most of the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
People won't discuss it.
And there are, so now I've come out. But not everybody is comfortable with coming out. So there are people amongst us that are survivors that you don't even know that are there.
I think there is a difference between educating or talking about cancer or any disease.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference when you are in that conversation for a very specific purpose versus being in a conversation with someone who is coming out, or like someone who grieve, like what do you say to someone who lost?
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like I attempt to kill myself. What do I answer to that?
Well, so what I said to you, because I'm reading your email late at night, and I said to my husband, oh my God, listen to what she wrote to me and listen to my response. And he was like, yeah, that's really important. This is really important to sort of use this moment in time to share. And so you said that you felt uncomfortable.
I didn't know what to say. Right.
You didn't want to sound stupid.
Right. I didn't want to say something that would upset you or maybe like
make me feel sad.
Make you feel sad. And so my questions to you were, you know, what do you wish people would say to you when you tell them that? Like, do you feel,
well, when you tell people? Right away, the first thing I wish people would say is, I'm so glad you're here. And that's what I say to people
when they tell me
that they're a survivor. We want to tell the other person, well, I'm so glad you're here. Mm. Like, this was a long time ago for me. I was 16 years old and I'm 50. Am I 50 or 51? I don't know today if I'm 50 or 51. I have to look that up.
50.
I have to look that up. I want people to be okay that I'm okay.
Right.
Like, I have anxiety and depression, but I work through it. It's something that I will still have when I'm 100.
Right.
It's like, part of who you are.
It's part of who
and
I
you
am.
You have to be
in almost peace with that. Almost every human being has moments of whether you have stamped anxiety or depression on you. You have moments where you're feeling down or you're feeling anxious. And everybody has those moments. We're all human beings.
That's what, I was going to say, we're all human.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
So my response to you was, nothing is wrong with what you say. As long as everything you say it comes from love, it's okay. You don't have to worry about what you say to someone else. And what you say is not... I have to only own how I feel. I can't, if you say something that makes me feel sad, quote, that's on me. That's not on you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because just like vice versa, if you were not an attempt survivor and somebody made you feel sad about something, that people can't make you feel anything.
Right.
Right?
Right. You can't take anything personal.
People can't make me feel anything, even though we turn it around. Oh, you made me feel like crap. Or,
right.
Even though we turn it around sometimes, people can't make us feel anyway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I love what you said, and I would love to read this entire thing, but we can't. So this is going to have to go in the book. And do we have to go to break right now? We do. Okay. Darn it. We have to go to break. All right. We have one more segment. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I almost said Powerful Warm Referrals because that's on my thing here. I am looking for people, more people to join our team. Right? Yeah. Braintree, Taunton, yes. Kingston is moving to Marshfield area. We haven't landed a new location yet, but we're looking for more people to join the
team. Come and join us.
Right?
Major breakthrough.
We talked about money.
Every time.
We talked about money. We talk about lots of different things for our businesses. We have one last final segment, and I want you to share some of the other things that you that we didn't get to in the last segment. So what did you want to share?
From this chapter.
Yes.
Chapter 6. Yeah. So my musings from the chapter is that, Nicole, you're just a really strong, determined person. And I love your chutzpah. Like, when I'm reading the book, I feel like we're both in the same room together having a conversation.
Are you feeling like you are starting to work on yourself from the inside out? Because
right.
that is the point. Like, it took me a year to guinea pig myself. We talked about on the last show. It took me a year to do that. I'm still guinea pigging myself in year two. Do you feel like you're starting to work on yourself from the inside out?
Right. So I always look at people like I think everyone's beautiful. Like I it doesn't matter what size they are, you know, what color they are, where they are, or the age they are. I see people and I just see beautiful people and I'm always like, why can't I be like that? Or why am I not like that?
And but so, you are.
Or you are. Why can't I view myself?
I know. Why
look at myself with the same love.
Exactly. Exactly. So your book is helping me to do this.
Mm.
Like, your book is helping me to accept myself and love myself and think of myself as beautiful.
And you said in one of your responses that you don't like quitting things and starting and stopping things.
No.
So is that why you were more open to doing this? Because you knew it wasn't something that you could quit or...
Well, I kind of felt like because I was helping, I'm not really good at helping other people.
So
I figured if I committed to helping you, you know, go through the book and let you know how I feel about it, then maybe I would pick up what was going on in the book and I could do it too.
You tricked yourself into the book.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes. Yeah. So ultimately, it is working on myself from the inside out. Mm. But I want to ask you, how do you want to measure your progress? And what do you have a biggest fear?
My biggest fear is that I'm not going to lose the weight. You know? You and I talked about this. My younger years, I never had a weight problem. Like, up until after my third child, I didn't have a weight problem. Like, in 5 minutes or a week, I could, you know, lose whatever it was. And then, again, I realized that food was not an important thing for me. Like, I didn't live to eat. I ate to live. And I don't know if you've heard that
yes,
before.
Yes, I have. I wrote it in the book somewhere.
And now I love food. And so I know the way my brain is thinking is the reason why I'm where I am right now. You know?
Well, and I love food too. Mm-hmm. So I do love to eat.
I do too.
And I talk about my, I don't have anorexia. I don't have bulimia. But I have that other eating disorder. And it's binge eating.
Right.
And so I've discovered, like, I still do it, but it's a matter of, it's because I love myself more, I do it less.
Yeah, I was going to say, food and love are related. And it's not about eating. It's about what you put in your mouth. The question that is not said out loud is, do I deserve to suffer? So the love diet is all about that. If you love yourself, you're mindful of what you put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't love yourself, you also act from that hate and suffering and painful relationship with food.
Yeah. And really, like, you know, I'm crafting the book cover. Of what the actual book cover is going to be. And
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait either. And when I was talking with my graphic designer, who's amazing, so if anybody wants her reference, she's in the directory, in the Taunton directory. And so I was trying to explain to her that I haven't removed popcorn and fries and burgers and pizza, and I haven't removed all of those foods 100%. But they are still in my life, but in a different way. Right. So it's not, I didn't want the book cover to have just lettuce all over it, you know, or, you know, like, because it's not about completely just eating lettuce.
No. Right.
It's even though that's a good thing, it's just looking at food in a different way. I still enjoy food. I still eat food every day, obviously.
Yeah, we all have to.
I love to eat.
And we should treat ourselves every now and then. I mean, the extreme, extremes are not good.
Extremes are not good either way. And I talk about the junk food in the book, too, about, you know, going to the movies with the kids and all this junk food, junk food everywhere. You know, somebody with celiac, you know, couldn't even walk in that building, you know, because they, right? So anyway.
They would melt.
They would, right? So anyway, I would like to do one more book show right before the book comes out. If you would love to come back and do another.
I would love to come back and
okay.
do that.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for being here. Where can people go? 360?
Herself360.com. Again, we're an online women's magazine.
Sign up.
Sign up. Get the newsletter. Read all the stories that are there.
And contact,
some great stories.
And contact you to write an article.
Yes.
Or
so
share
you
stories.
Can,
yeah,
you can contact us right through the magazine. It's at the bottom of the page.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you stay tuned next week after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.